Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dr. Chad McCants, and we're going to be discussing a program coming up this Thursday related to colon cancer. Good morning to you, Dr. McCants.
Good morning.
Well, I don't want you to give away your whole program, but let's start with your title is Myths and Misunderstandings. Let's start with some of those myths that you're going to talk about.
I'm going to discuss a few of the different things that people don't understand about colon cancer, some of the techniques for evaluating, some of the different types of preps and different things that people worry about colon cancer. I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about it, though. If you want to find out, come out and visit.
All right. Well, yeah, and you only have an hour. It does start at noon, and I know that the goal is to be done in an hour while people have their lunch, and this has been part of an ongoing series at the Cass County Hospital. But colon cancer, I think I just heard that colon cancer is like one of the top three killers of people.
Colon cancer is the number two cause of death from cancer in the United States. It's number one, or it's number two behind colon cancer. It's behind lung cancer and breast cancer in women, and behind lung cancer and prostate cancer in men. But when you mix both sexes, it becomes number two cause of death of cancer in the United States. Not incidence of cancer, but number two cause of death from cancer. And it's a preventable disease.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Of all of the cancers, it's one of those that's quite readily preventable if we do the right things. And one of those is a colonoscopy, I believe.
That's correct. That's probably the most efficient form of screening for colon cancer. And it's colon cancer is one of those diseases where we have the potential of catching it before it actually becomes cancer, and we can actually prevent cancer from happening in the first place, which is the best way to cure colon cancer.
Absolutely. Let's not let it get started there. So something else that I think that I've read and often said is that you should get your first colonoscopy at the age of 50, maybe with some exceptions.
Yes, age 50 is the generally recommended time to begin screening for most people. If a person is at higher risk, then they would need to have it done earlier, or if they have symptoms being changes in their bowel habits or blood and et cetera in their stool. But the most common reasons are age 50 or a first degree relative with the colon cancer earlier than age 50.
Okay, I was going to ask how genetics plays into that, and obviously there is a relationship.
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to come back and talk a little more about colon cancer, but I want to talk a little more about colonoscopies because it's something that people go, oh, I don't want to do that. But I just have to say that it's a pretty simple process for the person who's getting it. But one of the things is the preparation. Are there choices in how we prepare for a colonoscopy?
There's a lot of different choices. I generally use two different preps nowadays. We used to use a preparation called Go Lightly or Colite, which was a very effective prep, but it was a very large volume to drink. We now have switched to more lower volume preps, which people find easier to take.
Because that's a real challenge. But the process itself, you know, you take over, and very few side effects that I have heard about.
Well, certainly there are risks with any procedure, and colonoscopy is no exception. I won't really go into that right now, but certainly there are risks involved. But in general, it's a very safe procedure. We do an awful lot of these procedures and have very few complications.
I think maybe I've heard you say it's a good day when you do those colonoscopies and everything is, you find everything just great.
Well, sure, that's obviously always a good time when we don't find anything bad. We don't ever like to tell people that they have cancer. That's not a fun day.
Exactly. And are there some other things that you want to say about colon cancer itself? You know, you said you weren't going to talk a lot about that, but is there something that more that you want to mention?
Well, colon cancer is the enemy, basically. We want to try to prevent colon cancer. We want to do our best to find people before they get it, and we want to find it as soon as we can after they get it. We want to prevent it. We want to remove it as soon as possible so that we can cure it.
Okay, so we've talked about colonoscopy as the greatest way to do a screening. Are there some things that we should just be doing in our everyday lives, perhaps diet or some other things that could help prevent colon cancer?
Sure. There are, in general, basically two main things that cause colon cancer, genetics being one, which we've already discussed. Not much we can do about that, but there are some environmental things that we can do. And this is it, and one of the things that I will discuss on Thursday. But the main things are certain types of things are likely to cause a higher risk. Things like tobacco, alcohol, red meats, and low-fiber diet are things that you want to avoid.
Yeah, and that low-fiber diet, you know, everything we talk about, it says eat more fruits and vegetables. Well, that would get us to more fiber in our diets, and of course there are other ways to do that too. Moving away a bit from the colon cancer and colonoscopy, one of the things that as you've been doing this work for many years, the changes in surgery, I just think have to have been so great in the time that you have been doing this.
Yeah, there's been a lot of advances in surgery. The switch towards more minimally invasive surgery has certainly been one. Honestly, the surgery is not a lot different laparoscopically versus open. It's just a smaller incision and done with longer tools. But essentially, the surgery is basically the same. But the staplers and tools that they have for us now do make it a lot easier and a lot safer for patients and probably lower side effects. But in general, the surgery is not a lot different. People haven't changed much.
Our bodies haven't changed that much. Well, what about those, I see on TV and other places, you know, those little cameras that you can move through your body, and see what's going on there. Isn't that pretty new?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, except maybe the pill cam possibly is what you're discussing. And that's a fairly new intervention that they've come up with to basically evaluate part of the bowel that you couldn't see before. Primarily the small intestine is where it's most useful. Again, that's something that we do use occasionally for finding things. We're very fortunate, however, that small intestinal cancer is very rare. So,
okay, very good. And if people want more information, now earlier you said if they really have questions, they should probably come and visit with you. But also coming to this program on Thursday, and they need to make a pre-registration for that, or it's preferred. That's Thursday at noon in room 2 at the Cass County Hospital. So will you be open to questions that day? I know you have a presentation ready to give. Is there time for people to ask questions?
Sure. We always encourage questions, and certainly for people who are not available to come into the presentation, we're always available for consultation here at Southwest Iowa Surgery if you have any questions, or you can speak with your family doctor and they can give you a lot of the information that I'll provide on Thursday.
And I think a lot of people get information online, and I'm thinking we need to be careful what online sources we use. Are there some that you know of that, you know, if you really want to go on, not to get all your answers, but just for basic medical information, is there any website that you think is a pretty credible one?
Well, the American College of Surgeons website is always a good source. There are a lot of online web sources, and I honestly, I don't have a problem with people using online web sources. The only thing I would recommend is that you make sure that you double check that your information. Don't take one site source as gospel. I do the same thing. I look at a lot of different things online, not necessarily for just medical advice, but for a lot of different things that go on, and you always want to take it with a grain of salt what you read.
Okay. And as you say, kind of check it out to make sure that it's the right information or information that applies to you. So again, we want to remind people that they can come and hear you, Dr. Chad McCants, on this Thursday, room 2 at the Cass County Hospital. But please call, because you get a really good lunch with, I'm sure, quite a bit of fiber in it. And so to call, do that, 243-7479, to make your reservation. And I think you'll find this very, very helpful. We want to thank you very much, Dr. Chad McCants, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's an Irish blessing. May the sun always shine on your window pane. May a rainbow be certain to follow each rain. May the hand of a friend always be near you. May God fill your heart with gladness to cheer you.